Please the court, my name is Pat Main, registration number 13892. I'm a deputy county attorney for Boulder County, and I'm here on behalf of the Board of Boulder County Commissioners.
Excuse me, why don't you put the podium down a little bit? There's a toggle switch on the podium, and it'll move it right on the top.
On the top.
Here. Sorry.
Where is it?
To your right. To your right, on the podium. You probably covered it.
I want to push it up?
Down.
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 So we can hear you better.
Very well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And I would like to reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal at the end of the argument. This case is before the court because of a case of first impression raised by the Hygiene Fire Department attempting to, in Boulder County's view, circumvent the land use process that we believe was most fitted to them to attempt to build a new firehouse on an outlot in a platted PUD. There's no issue about the facts of the case. The county received an application for location and extent review, which would have been authorized under 3028.110 paren 1. And we rejected that application by the fire department for the reason that we believed that the more stringent requirements of the PUD Act through our PUD regulations should apply to the fire department's application, because they were seeking to actually build in a platted subdivision that was subject to those regulations. We believe that the amendment procedures that are set forth in the PUD Act, as they are also expressed in the county's PUD regulations under 2467-101 at SEEK, should have applied. The fire department then sought review at the district court level. Summary judgment was then declaratory judgment was issued against the county, basically permitting the fire department to proceed only with a location and extent review of the county prior to them being authorized to do building on the outlot.
Well, let me ask you this, however. It appears that the legislature, with regard to the location extent review statute, has allowed the functioning of other political subdivisions, which happen to be in Boulder County, to then exercise their authority. Now, does the county take the position that it would have absolute authority under the PUD to exclude another political subdivision's lawful and lawful purpose?
No, we don't take that position at all. What okay. We have taken the position of is that we have the right to examine the proposal for the construction on the outlot, and also to review that based on the criteria of the entire original PUD approval, and for the purposes of review to consider all the criteria for a substantial modification of that PUD.
But suppose it wasn't allowed. Could the other political subdivision exercising its authority then override that decision?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of your question.
Could the other political subdivision, similar to what exists in the location review statute, override Boulder County's rejection of the ability to locate the other public entity's facility?
Under 3028.110, the review process under location and extent would, in fact, if the county did not approve of the fire department's proposal, it would then go back to the fire department board, and they would be able to render a decision overriding the county's disapproval of the project.
Including the PUD rejection?
Including the PUD rejection. I do not believe that the location and extent process would allow a superior decision to be made over it. I believe that you could have a location and extent requirement on this project and also a PUD Act amendment process required. I believe that actually the location and extent review would be subsumed by the criteria that would be applied under a PUD review for amendment. But barring this court going that far, we could process both a location and extent review, which could be overridden by the fire department board, and we could also process a separate amendment for the PUD. But I believe that we do have more specific criteria that are available to us under the PUD Act and under our own statutory criteria to apply to the fire department's approval process than the location and extent would give us. The location and extent review is virtually a courtesy review, and it gives us no actual authority to approve or disapprove of anything.
Mr. Main?
Yes.
Judge Russell in the dissent noted that the two enforcement provisions of the two acts were inconsistent. Do you agree with that, or how do you view that?
I do not view them as inconsistent. I do believe that there is possible enforcement by the county under the Planning Act, but it's very loose, and it's been used very seldom. All the zoning cases that have come up that would imply that the public entity has a right to be exempt from zoning ordinances, and they're the older cases relied on by the Fire Protection District, they were particular to the underlying planning and zoning that went into a comprehensive plan. The PUD Act enacted later, in fact, gives very specific type of tight planning approval within a very small geographic area that basically supplants ordinary zoning. It is not a zoning device. A PUD, in our view, is a special planning and comprehensive device that allows for very specific criteria to be applied for outlots, for recreational activities, for roads, and it also allows for a higher amount of density to be put in a small geographic area. So we believe that the zoning exemption cases relied upon by the fire department, fire protection district, are inapplicable to this particular case because they're not just seeking to avoid our zoning. They are, in fact, seeking to avoid a specifically platted PUD, which is not, in our view, zoning. PUD itself, in fact, may totally override the requirements of the ordinary zoning of a particular parcel. So in our rejection of their application, we believe that, and we have told them this back in correspondence, that we believe the appropriate process would be for them to come back in and amend the PUD, because then we can apply the PUD criteria to the development that they wish to seek. We do not question the Fire Protection District's ability to condemn the property. They can condemn the property at their will. We cannot stop them from doing that. But we do believe that if they choose to purchase the property within the limits and the boundaries of the subdivision, the PUD, that they are then required to conform to the requirements of that PUD as it stands now, which would be an outlot that is for open space and not to be built, or they take it subject to the PUD and come in for an amendment. We believe that the PUD statute itself...
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that because I think the dissent made a fairly big point about that condemnation power. And you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly now, that you don't disagree that the fire department could come in and condemn that property, but now you seem to be suggesting that they can't condemn it outright. They have to condemn it subject to PUD. Is that what you're saying? Am I hearing you correctly?
Well, I believe I'm saying that they would condemn the property subject to the PUD. It's not limiting their powers of condemnation in any way.
What's your authority for them being able, for them having to condemn it subject to the PUD?
Just that it's within the geographic boundaries. There's nothing else that I would have in any of the condemnation statute that would say that they don't have a right to condemn it. They have the right to condemn it for the purposes that they will have to allege in the condemnation petition. So I would assume that their condemnation petition would contain language that said that the public reason for the condemnation would be to build a new firehouse on the station, on that outlot.
Okay, well, so let's say they condemned it and, you know, they want to have this fire department there, and you then said, well, fine, but it's your property now, but it's not consistent with the PUD. It's too close or too far or whatever. Where do you get the authority to do that, once they've condemned this property and it's theirs? You said, once they condemn into the PUD, they take subject to the PUD?
I still would maintain that position. I believe that the amendment process provided in the PUD Act specifically requires them to do so. I think that if any...
Could you point to the specific statute in the PUD Act that...
The amendment process?
Well, what are you specifically talking about?
Pardon me?
Could you just point to the specific...
Where's your authority? That would suggest they'd have to take, they can condemn it only subject to the PUD.
I have not written anything in my briefs that say that they would be subject to the PUD.
I thought that was a new concept. That hasn't really ever been briefed or even discussed before, has it?
No, I know, but because it, in all the arguments that we've had about this case, the question's never been raised.
Okay, well, but the dissent certainly raised it, this whole question of condemnation, basically making the point that, well, the fire department could file an application, and maybe they would be subject to the PUD, or they could just come in and condemn the land. But this whole, and therefore be subject to the PUD, that's brand new. That's just your idea, kind of. You haven't briefed that in it.
I have not briefed that in it.
And it's not part of the Court of Appeals decision.
Well, Mr. Main, yeah. I want to make sure I'm understanding this, because I'm not sure it isn't briefed. What I'm hearing you say is almost like a theoretical point, and that is that the PUD doesn't interfere with ownership of the land, and they could condemn, but it does restrict how landowners may use their land. And so, even though if they own it, they would be restricted by the plan.
That's correct.
Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying.
But it's theoretical only, because you're also saying, since that restriction on the use of the land exists, in their condemnation procedure, they have to have a purpose. It's not likely their purpose is to be open space, which is, I think, how it is plotted. And so, realistically, they're not going to concede with they're not going to succeed with their condemnation, because they probably don't have a purpose that's going to work for them, consistent with the PUD restriction on whoever owns the land.
Well, this is
that what is that your argument, or not?
I have not looked at it from that point of view, as the county is not the owner of the outlot. We do not stand here as the owner of the outlot, nor has the outlot been dedicated to the county. So we would not be...
So you're hesitant to say what would happen in the condemnation action?
Totally, because I do not believe the county would have standing to enter into that condemnation proceeding. And additionally, if you think of the other types of condemnation cases that have come through for the building of roads, and the taking of railway right-of-ways for condemnation purposes, those pieces of land, when they are taken either by CDOT or by other entities for any kind of purpose, are still also, as an example with the railway right-of-way, it is still subject to the higher authority of FCC regulations or any other federal regulations.
So with the restriction or the qualification that you don't want to comment on the condemnation procedure and what all would affect that, the way I related your argument still remains, and that is, you are essentially saying the county has no interest in the condemnation. That can go forward or not, or happen or not happen. We don't know. We don't care. But whoever owns the land, the fire department or anyone else, is the use of that land is still restricted.
That is our position, yes. And so we would also say that, and we have had discussions about this internally, of course, but we also do believe that, in fact, the possible fact of the condemnation did not come to us. We do believe that the application may have been premature. We're not looking at a condemned property. We're looking at an application for a property.
But my understanding is that you didn't accept the application in the first place.
That's correct.
So,
solely because we said we believed it was the wrong process that would apply to that particular parcel. That was the only reason that we rejected that.
Well, then that would imply some kind of conflict between the two statutes, which you say doesn't exist.
I state that I don't believe a conflict exists, although I do believe that the PUD Act, being more specific than the General Planning Act, in fact does control, the enforcement and all of the activities that can occur within the PUD.
Mr. Green, would it have been more consistent with your position to accept the application under the, you know, location and extent review, conduct that review, and produce whatever that produces, and still maintain the position that regardless of whether whatever happens in that review and regardless of whether they proceed to condemn, that subsequently, once they're the landowner, the PUD still controls?
That wasn't the position that the county took, simply because we believe that the PUD Act controls the type of activity that can happen on this particular parcel. We rejected their application for location and extent because we also believe the type of review, that's the courtesy review that's already under 3028.110, is also implied in the more specific process of the amendment process for the PUD. There are many...
Excuse me, counsel, I think your time has expired.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
May it please the court, I'm Joseph Adams Cope, and I'm appearing this morning on behalf of the respondent, the Hygiene Fire Protection District. The issue in this case, as stated by the court in the order granting cert, was whether Section 3028.110(1) exempts the district from Section 24-67-106(3)(b) of the PUD, or Planned Unit Development Act. I suggest that for analytical purposes, the issue might be phrased or examined from the other direction, such as, does 24-67-106(3)(b) of the PUD Act change or remove, in this context, the district's exemption from county zoning regulation established by Section 30-28-110(1). And submit to that the answer to that question is categorically no. It has been held consistently in Colorado and throughout the United States that public entities such as special districts, municipalities, state agencies, even the county itself, is not subject to county zoning regulations and has the power to overrule those, held by this court in the 1961 case of Reber against South Lakewood Sanitation District. That principle was implicitly affirmed by the court again in the Denver against Grand County case, which was the first case considering the 1041 regulations of Grand County enacted after the legislature enacted House Bill 1034 and 1041 in the early 1970s, about the same time that the PUD Act was announced. The court had the opportunity in Denver against Grand County to overrule Reber if the court was so inclined at that time. The court did not. The court simply held that the Land Use Act, House Bill 1041, and the Planning Act established separate procedures for the development of municipal projects in different contexts.
And those acts aren't at issue here, Mr. Cope, are they?
Pardon me?
Those acts are not at issue here?
No, they are not, Your Honor. However, the county, in its brief, has pointed at 1041 as an example of a later enactment that essentially overruled 30-28-110, and therefore similarly the PUD Act, taken as a later enactment, should likewise overrule.
Mr. Cope, within your statutory argument, what do you make of the 2007 amendment to the Planning Act that says that a master planning act is advisory until it's made in binding by including included in the county subdivision plan unit development. How do you deal with that?
I don't think that that amendment changes the analysis with respect to a public entity under 3028.110, because what that does is that deals with the previous cases holding that a master plan is simply advisory unless it is dragged into the zoning regulation by the regulation itself, so that the provisions of the master plan may be incorporated into the zoning law, as it were. But under 3028.110 and the previous case law, the zoning resolution, whether it includes those provisions or not, may be overridden by a public entity. And the reason that the public entity may overrule the zoning or is not subject to the zoning is because a county or a special district or the highway department, if they want to widen Highway 66 in this location, are all entities, subdivisions of the state created by the legislature to carry out various functions of the state of Colorado. And neither one of them is superior to the other with respect to the issue that is before the court today. The county in its zoning powers is not created to be superior to the fire protection district in its determination as to whether or not to locate a new firehouse at this particular location in Boulder County, which effectively, if Boulder County can control the land use process and control the use of a particular parcel of land that the district exercising its governmental powers has determined is the proper place to locate the firehouse, if the county can overrule that through its land use authority, it essentially is overruling or taking away that function of the fire protection.
Could you explain something to me that I just don't understand? There's a statute, 2465.1203, following, that says specifically that local governments, with respect to certain activities, have a say and must agree, I guess, right? You know, like airports and rapid transit. How does that fit into this scheme? Am I misreading that? That's what I understand.
Are you referring to
the activities of state interest as determined by local governments? 2465.1203.
That's in 1041. Yes. And in 1041, that was the purpose of 1041, was to enable exactly the context of the Grand County against Denver case, whether Denver, in exercising its extraterritorial construction powers, could overrule Grand County's land use regulations with respect to a water diversion project. The whole function of 1041 was to give a local government, such as Grand County, the power to regulate that because it is a matter of statewide concern.
Well, is it your argument that because it's not in this statute, fire districts don't have to abide by the local government under that?
The county's 1041 regulations, matters of state interest, does not involve factually in the case. The Boulder County does not have any 1041 regulations that concern the siting of a firehouse. We're strictly dealing with the county's PUD regulations pursuant to the...
Yeah, but it is true that that Denver lost in that case and couldn't override at least the assertion of Grand County's authority to review the project, right?
Yes.
And so then let's go back to Boulder County's argument here that the PUD statute, in effect, provides a mechanism here, which is not zoning, which is the exercise of another type of land use authority, and that the legislature didn't intend this override to apply.
I have two points in response to that, Justice Hobbs. Number one is that in 1041, the legislature was very specific in giving the county the authority to regulate the siting of major expansions of water diversion projects, for example, and location of highways and airports and other public facilities.
Right.
In the PUD Act 2467.101, there is no such grant of authority.
So is your general position that this is an area entirely up to the state. If it wants to give one political subdivision power to trump another one, it can do that. Otherwise, each can act independently.
Well, somewhat independently, but basically that is my position, Your Honor. Yes, I would point to the amendment of the PUD statute a few years ago where the legislature specifically created a process where a governmental entity that has a piece of property in a PUD that it wishes to change away from a governmental purpose has to go through the amendment process. Now, Judge Russell in the Court of Appeals said, well, that doesn't make any sense to have it one way but not the other way, to which I submit that that may not make any sense, but that's up to the legislature.
Well, that's what
it's not
said.
Up to the court.
That's what you said in your brief, but he just said, well, it's a question of how you interpret 3B, whether you interpret it narrowly like the majority did or... the other way around.
Let me suggest an example of how cumbersome the county's position could become. The property in question here is located along State Highway 66. Let's assume that the Colorado Department of Transportation wants to widen that and take a portion of this very same PUD. Does the Highway Department then have to go through the county review process to amend the PUD under 2467-106-3B, which says that one of the things that has to be considered is whether it will affect in a substantially adverse manner either the enjoyment of land abutting upon or across the street from the planned unit development, among other things. I think that the county's assertion that it has power under the PUD Act to consider such things in deciding whether or not any other governmental entity can proceed with a project far expands the scope of what the statute was intended to do. The other point I wish to make in response to Mr. Judge or Justice Hobbs's earlier question, as well as counsel's assertion, I submit that PUD land use planning is zoning. It is zoning on a smaller scale. It generally also incorporates the platting of a subdivision, but it is nevertheless still zoning. It's determining what uses can occur on a parcel of land, things such as density, height, setbacks, a mixture of uses, things of that nature, which is precisely what zoning is. The difference is that PUD looks at a specific tract. And it's instructive to note that before the PUD statute was enacted in 1972, I believe it was, many cities and counties in the state of Colorado had already been using the PUD device to do site-specific land use planning or zoning. And there's specifically a provision in the PUD Act that grandfathers those previous approvals and plans and grandfathers the regulations that counties and cities had adopted pursuant to their general land use and zoning powers, such as the county's powers that appear in 30-28.
I'm not sure that this is necessary, but I'm curious about this whole condemnation issue. What is your response to the county's position?
The location and extent statute itself, 3028.110.1, specifically says that one of the things that is reviewed in the location and extent process is the acquisition of the property. So that was part of our application to the planning, or that we tried to submit to the Planning Commission. So the county, through the Planning Commission, has the opportunity to review that location and that acquisition of the property. I submit that if the fire district can construct a firehouse on that piece of property, then it has the ability to condemn the piece of property. I think the suggestion that, well, we can go ahead and condemn it and take it subject to the PUD that is in place, namely that it only can be used for common open space, simply swallows the entire issue, because now Well, we're right back at the situation where the PUD, the county's PUD approval governs what can occur on that piece of land, regardless of who owns it, whether it be the fire district or CDOT or whatever governmental entity, and that the only way the use of that piece of land can be changed is if the county approves it. And clearly, the county, in the process of having the ability to approve it, has the ability to disapprove it. So if the county, in this instance, where under the record, one of the reasons the county has opposed the fire protection district locating a fire house at this location is because the county thinks that from some standpoint, it would make more sense to have the city of Longmont provide fire protection in this area, since Longmont is right across the street. But I submit that that's not the county's decision to make. And to use the land use powers to make that kind of decision and affect the functioning of a special district such as the fire protection district is improper, and there simply isn't any authority.
What about the idea of a land use, the proper use of land use, planning for land use is for open space, right? So that seems to me legitimate, and if you build a firehouse on it, that's not open space.
Well, that's true. I'm suggesting that the objection to the firehouse is not to preserve the open space, but to determine who provides fire protection. But whether the land use of that particular piece of property planned in the PUD was residential or common open space, as it is in this case. Nevertheless, the fire district has the power to condemn and has the power, if it goes through the local location and extent process, has the power to overrule a planning commission disapproval, and that the PUD Act doesn't change that basic relationship between these two governmental entities. Thank you.
Your time has expired. Sir, your time has expired. On behalf of the court, I want to thank counsel for your arguments. The case will stand submitted, and we will...